It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm going to start off by just saying I had the pleasure last week of going to the auto show. And as those of you who listen to the show for many years know that Chevrolet has been a huge sponsor of the Great Outdoors Show. And at the auto show, I had the chance to see three of the great, if you will, Chevrolet spokesmen singing on stage. That would be Steve McMichael, Dan Hampton, and Otis Wilson as they put the band back together. So if you go down to the auto show, there's all kinds of neat things to see. But it was quite an experience to watch that group with Chevrolet talking about and singing about the Bears or the Bears. So it was fun. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that this morning. We actually are going to talk with Howard Vincent, who is the president and CEO of the Pheasants Forever organization, not the, it's Pheasants Forever. I've had the pleasure of knowing Howard for many, many years. We've served together on conservation boards. We've had the pleasure of hunting together. We've shared some laughs. And Howard, this morning I got you up at a terrible hour to talk about what you're bringing to Chicago, which is, frankly, a big-time event for the outdoor industry. So thanks for being with me this morning, Howard.
Charlie, thanks for having us.
So, you are bringing Pheasant Fest, which is one of the largest outdoor extravaganzas in the country, and you're bringing it to Chicago in the coming very few days. Do you want to talk for a moment about Pheasants Fest and what it is? And then also, obviously, I want to talk to you about Pheasants Forever, the work you do on the Farm Bill, which is phenomenal, your work behind LWCF, and all the things that Pheasants Forever does, which make you really among the most effective, if not the most effective conservation organization in the country. But let's start off, Howard. You're bringing some fun to Chicago.
Absolutely. We are really very excited about coming to Chicagoland. This is the first time we've brought Pheasant Fest to Illinois, and we're going to be in the Schaumburg Convention Center February 22nd through the 24th, so it's next weekend. And this is the largest upland bird hunting show in the country. We typically have about 30,000 people come through the show, so you'll want to get your tickets and you'll want to get there. But the show is something for everybody. It's really a family event. There will be, and of course the star of the show is really the dogs. And in fact, the show opens up with a bird dog parade on Friday morning, February 22nd, 11 o'clock. You'll have a chance to see 40-plus hunting breeds of dogs being presented. They'll talk about the different breeds, where they come from, what their strengths are, and then we'll walk those dogs right into the show opening at noon. And from there, if you like dogs, if you like wild game cooking, if you're a landowner and you want to find out about what you can do for conservation on your land, if you're a farmer, producer, we have that landowner help desk and we'll do a free conservation plan for you. And of course, you better bring the kids. There's a huge area just for the kids. They can plink, they can shoot the bow, they can do artwork, we have a kids stage with our National Youth Leadership Council, which is our 15 of our youth leaders from around the country really run that show. And then also we have, a wild game cooking stage, a bird dog training stage running the entire weekend along with other concurrent sessions. So you can throw in some art in there on that floor, but we're very excited. This is, again, the first time we've been to Illinois, which is really one of our strengths across the country where our chapters do incredible work there, not only for pheasants and quail, but also for pollinators and monarch butterflies. In fact, this year we also have a pollinator section there where you can go up and find out more about how you can help with that, how you can engage your schools. So it is really something for everybody, and we're very excited to come.
So that really actually is starting this coming Friday in Schaumburg. Pheasants Fest grew from a very small event to probably the largest event of its kind in the country, Howard. And you suck to the Midwest. You bring it to Illinois for the first time. So aside from what you just described, you want to take a moment to talk about some of the education things that take place at Pheasants Fest? Because I know if you're a landowner or you're interested in hunting or access, you can find all that out when you're there at Pheasants Fest.
Yeah, so all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll have a chance to sit in concurrent sessions. And if you want to learn about, you know, how you hunt pheasants, what you can do on your property to improve your habitat for wildlife, you can meet, you know, if you're a first time thinking about buying a puppy, there's how to introduce your puppy and start training all the way out to, I would say, the master's class in, you know, working with your bird dog and one of the best things for training, how to tune up your dog, get ready for the season, medical aid, first aid for your dogs. I mean, just that whole gamut of everything you'd need beginning to end for, you know, if you're thinking about or are a bird dog owner. And then also the cooking stage. Wild game cooking has become such a path forward for a lot of new people who are, you know, coming to the outdoor world and coming to conservation and hunting because of the locavore movement of really quality proteins that you can, you know, sustainable hunting. And then how do you best use those proteins, and how can you put them on your family's table and really enjoy the full breadth of the hunting experience right through to feed your family here. And we've got some incredible chefs coming. That runs the entire weekend as well. And then as well as, you know, educating your kids. I had mentioned our National Youth Leadership Council, and these are 12 to 17-year-olds who are kind of our national leaders. They come from our chapters. They help us put on this event. They're also voices for us in Washington, D.C. But, you know, it's one thing for, you know, Howard or Charlie to talk to young people at our age. But if you want to have a greater impact and, you know, maybe a voice to those young faces, talking to their peers is probably a better avenue. So there's so much happening there on that show. You're going to need to take the entire day, if not the weekend, to really take advantage of the show itself.
Well, I think one of the neat things, Howard, and you and I, we've shared a lot of laughs for a long time, but and have had the pleasure of hunting pheasants with our great friend Jim Range out in Montana and elsewhere. And Howard, you have been a champion of the really the habitat movement in America, and I think I'm not quite sure how many years you've run Pheasants Forever, but it's certainly you built the organization to where it is today and its national presence. So Pheasants Fest coming to Chicago, I think says quite a bit, Howard, and I'll just simply say this about you and Pheasants Forever for a moment. You used to hold it, you started in small towns, and I know Chicago, you've been to Milwaukee, and now Chicago is the largest urban area you've come to. And I think it signals, frankly, how Pheasants Forever has risen to the very top echelon of conservation organizations. And I, for one, hope you have a fabulous show at Pheasants in Schaumburg at the Convention Center beginning this Friday. And if, Howard, before we move on to conservation issues and things like this, and then we'll come back at the end and give it again, but how can people just make sure they know about Pheasants Forever? Pheasant Fest coming. Do they go to the Pheasants Forever website? What's the best way for someone listening now to be able to make sure they have the details?
Absolutely. You can go to pheasantsforever.org or quailforever.org. This is the National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic as well. So for those in the southern end of your state who are in that quail range, we've got things for you as well. But go online. You can buy tickets. You can also get them at the door. And again, we'll be at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center Hotel in Schaumburg next Friday, the 22nd, right through Sunday, the 24th. If you, you know, adults are $10, kids are $5, but if you come on Sunday, bring the entire family. If you join as a member, your entire family will come in free, and that doesn't make any difference. If you bring all 10 of your kids, you get in free.
Well, that's a pretty cool thing. I'm going to bring in my 175 cousins. Is that okay?
Yes, bring the entire family Sunday. Join as a member, and your entire family is in free.
So let's do this. We'll take a very quick break, and when we come back, Howard, I'd like to catch up on your thoughts on some of the wetlands legislation or lack of it in Washington, and get your opinion on the future of habitat, because you're the primary driver for upland habitat, quail and pheasants in the country. And also maybe just quickly touch on some things in Illinois, because I know you're working very hard to try to have the prairie state once again be full of pheasants as it was when you and I were a little bit younger growing up. So can you stand by, Howard? We'll be right back, and then we'll talk a little conservation.
Sounds great.
All right. We're visiting with Howard Vincent, who is the president and CEO of Pheasants Forever, one of the really great conservation groups in the country. And you are listening to Charlie Potter on the Outdoors of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you for being with us. We are visiting with Howard Vincent, the president and CEO of Pheasants Forever, a longtime friend of mine, and not only a friend, but a companion in the conservation world for several decades. Howard, you were talking about Pheasants Fest coming to Chicago this Friday. On a national scene, I know you've got some priorities that Pheasants Forever is working on. You just want to touch for a moment on a couple things that you feel are really important if we're going to have good, healthy water and upland and pheasants in the future.
Thanks, Charlie. So if you think about it out there on the landscape, you know, what can the average person do? What can the average hunter, the average conservationist? And I'm going to challenge everyone. It's your voice. You absolutely can have an impact in Washington, D.C. You can have an impact in your state legislature. And something as simple as when you have the opportunity or create the opportunity, talk to your legislators about the importance to you of hunting, of conservation, the importance of protecting water, protecting your soil. We were able to pass the 2018 Farm Bill in December. We're going to have an opportunity to go from 24 million acres of the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, to 27 million acres. So this will allow farmers and ranchers and landowners to add conservation acres that are that benefit wildlife, that benefit those birds that you like to hunt, along with every other species, including protecting soil and water. Your voice does matter. We have our chapter network, of course, along with all of our partners in this conservation world, and they fight every single day. Of course, they raise money at their banquets, and then take that money and put it locally in their communities. But their voices are so critically important. We take some of those voices to Washington, D.C. with us. We've had testimony at your state Illinois legislature over the years. Don't take it for granted that somebody else is going to do this for you. Step up, take the moment, and have your voice be heard.
Well, I think what you just said is really interesting. Don't take for granted that somebody else is going to step up and do this for you. Because if the conservation movement, and hunters in particular, were a more unified and active voice, a lot of the things that you have been working on for so long would have been solved. And we do have a tendency to be very passionate, but as a group, we are not very good at advocating for the things that we love. And just think about Illinois, Howard, and what it used to be like for pheasants and what it is today. And can you take a moment just to talk about what Pheasants Forever is doing in Illinois? Because I know you're very active, along with Quail Forever. And by the way, some of your work in southern Illinois, I can personally attest to, has brought some quail back, coveys back, where they haven't been in 20 years. So you just want to talk about Illinois or maybe Wisconsin even a little bit, because that's a lot of people listening this morning, obviously, are from Illinois and Wisconsin.
Exactly. So if you think about our chapter model, our chapters raise money locally. They retain control of that money locally. So these are people in your community that get to decide where they put their dollars. And we're a habitat organization. We restore prairies. We protect wetlands. And again, it's not just for pheasants and quail. If you think about if you did native prairie, what you're really protecting here and what you're really allowing to, you know, revitalize, and it is pollinators and monarch butterflies, deer, turkey, you know, all of those now, it could be upland birds or it could be just terrestrial birds. It's a broad habitat sweep here, and you have, and our volunteers have the ability to do that and impact that. We also have about a dozen pair of boots on the ground there, our farm bill biologists, habitat specialists who will actually sit down at the kitchen table with our farmers and help deliver those conservation reserve acres on those working farms. And we believe there's room for conservation on every single farm out there. We're not trying to take farmland out of production, good farmland out of production. We're looking at those lands that aren't very productive, and we can have a greater benefit and even an economic benefit for those landowners. To do something great for wildlife and conservation. So that's the core mission. And again, we don't do this ourselves. Those partners with us, all those great organizations. And Charlie, I know you're aware, but you know, 20 years ago, we all came together to form the American Wildlife Conservation Partners. And that's 50 of the largest wildlife organizations out there. So pheasants, ducks, turkeys, elk, Safari Club. I mean, the list goes on to those other 50. We get together, we fight together with each other in Washington, D.C. So, yes, we carry our Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever's 150,000 members' voices to D.C., but when we all do that together under the American Wildlife Conservation Partners, we're representing, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 million voices at any one time to tell that story about what we believe in. And think about that in your community, how you can engage others. You know, how do we get this next generation of millennials to engage? And we're very excited about what drives millennials, their interest in the outdoors. We have the retention and reactivation initiatives nationwide. There's so many things happening. And again, we could take, you know, 3 hours today, and I realize we've got a short few minutes here.
Well, next 30 seconds, Howard, I'm going to say you've just laid out a very compelling reason why Pheasants Forever is really one of the great groups. And Howard, you deserve a lot of credit with your team for the very, very cost-effective work you do. But most quickly, as we wrap up, Pheasants is coming to Schaumburg. Pheasant Fest begins this Friday, right? Friday through Sunday, the largest show for dogs, uplands, learn about pheasant and quail hunting, learn about pheasant and quail habitat, what you can do as a landowner, as a sportsman. All that's coming to Schaumburg, that's right? Coming this Friday to Sunday?
Friday 22nd to the 24th. We're looking forward to seeing everyone. I'll be on the floor the entire weekend and look forward to meeting everybody from Chicagoland.
Well, thank you, Howard, and all the best this coming weekend at Pheasants Fest in Chicago at Schaumburg Convention Center. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. Thank you for listening.